Felicity's mouth hangs open too. Gemma, she scolds, knowing my secret. But I don't care. I am mad for bicycling. It is a most marvellous sport. The wind rips my hat from my head. It rolls down the hill, and three workmen run after it. Laughing, they fight amongst themselves over who will be the one to return it to me. This is freedom. I feel the turning of the wheels deep in my belly, as if we are one machine, and I cannot fall. It makes me bold. Picking up speed, I race up the hill and whoosh down the other side, toward the road, pushing harder and faster with each enchanted pedal stroke. The wheels leave the ground, and for one brief, glorious moment I am airborne. My stomach tickles me from the inside. Laughing, I lift my hands from the handlebars, tempting fate and gravity. Gemma, come back! The girls yell, but it's their hard luck. I turn to offer them a cheery wave, watching as they grow smaller with distance. When I face front again, there's someone in the road. I don't know where he's come from, but I'm headed straight for him. Look out! I shout. He ducks out of the way. I lose concentration. The beast is no longer within my control. It weaves frantically from side to side before pitching me to the grass.
Let me help you.
He offers his hand and I take it, standing on shaky legs.
Are you hurt?
I'm scraped and bruised. I've a tear in my bloomers and under it, where my stocking shows, is a stain of grass and blood. You might have been more careful, sir, I scold.
You might have been looking out, Miss Doyle,
he answers, in a voice I know, though it has grown huskier. My head snaps up, and I take in the sight of him, the long, dark curls peeking out from beneath a fisherman's cap, the rucksack on his back. He wears a pair of dusty trousers, suspenders, and a simple shirt, the sleeves roll to his elbows. That is all familiar, but he's not the boy I left at Christmas. He has grown into a man these past months. His shoulders are broader, the planes of his face sharper, and there is something else changed about him that I cannot name. We stand facing each other, my hands tight on the handlebars, a thing of iron between us. I choose my words as carefully as knives. How good it is to see you again. He offers me a small smile.
You've taken up bicycling, I see.
Yes, much has happened these months, I snap. Kartik's smile fades, and I am sorry for my uncivil tongue.
You're angry.
I'm not, I say, with a harsh slap of a laugh.
I don't blame you for it.
I swallow hard. I wondered if the Rakshana had... if you were...
dead?
I nod.
It would seem not.
He lifts his head and I note the dark circles beneath his eyes. Are you well? Have you eaten? I ask.
Please don't worry on my account.
He leans in, and for one giddy moment I think he means to kiss me.
And the realms? What news of them? Have you returned the magic and formed the alliance? Are the realms secure?
He only wants to know about the realms. My stomach's as heavy as if I'd swallowed lead. I have it well in hand.
And have you seen my brother in your realms? Have you seen Amar?
He asks, a bit desperately. No, I haven't, I say, softening. So you were not able to come sooner? He looks away.
I chose not to come.
I don't understand, I say, when I find words again. He shoves his hands into his pockets.
I think it would be best if we parted ways. You have your path and I have mine. It would seem that our fates are no longer intertwined.
I blink to keep the tears at bay. Don't cry, for heaven's sake, Gemma. But you said you wish to be part of the Alliance, to join hands with me, with us.
I've had a change of heart.
He is so cold, I wonder that he has a heart to change. What has happened? Gemma! Felicity calls from beyond the hill. It's Elizabeth's turn!
They're waiting for you. Here, I shall help you with that,
he says, reaching for the bicycle. I pull it away. Thank you, but I don't require your help. It isn't your fate. Pushing the bicycle ahead of me, I run quickly to the road so that he cannot see how deeply he has wounded me.